our affirmation of faith for Christmas Eve 2015 is from Ephesians chapter 2. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. The traditional reading for Christmas Eve is Luke chapter 2, the 1st through the 20th verses. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah, Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. May the Lord add his blessing. It's reading of his holy word. I want to share a Bible reading that we looked at earlier in this season before Christmas, the announcement to Mary concerning the birth of Jesus. You may recall the words, Luke chapter 1, we were just reading chapter 2, this is in chapter 1, beginning in verse 26, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. And one more verse. This from the prophecies of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 9, verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. All this season, at Daleville Christian Church, we have been looking at the prophecies about Jesus' birth. There are about a dozen direct quotations of the Old Testament prophets that were fulfilled in just Jesus' being born. At least four different prophets' books are quoted. In addition, Luke's book uses many references to the Old Testament, prophets, psalms, and books of Moses. There are dozens of those references. And you might be saying, well, doesn't prophecy come way before the celebration of Jesus' birth? Well, yes, but at Daleville Christian Church, we've been noticing the fulfillment of those prophets' words. These words, when they were first spoken, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, sounded impossible. Most of the words of the Bible prophets were spoken to a nation in chaos. There were wars, or there were rumors of war. At some points, the enemy armies were at the gates of the city of Jerusalem, and some words were spoken when the entire nation of Israel was destroyed and uprooted. One prophet had said that the wars will be so devastating that only wild animals will live where people were at that moment walking the streets in safety. And those words of the prophets came true also. And with every war and with every defeat, with every burning city, the promise of a Messiah seemed to fade further and further into the distance. There were moments when the people were hopeless. But then the prophets proclaimed a new day, a turnaround in Israel's fortunes. And some people became hopeful. Even hundreds of years after that, the people rose up and created their own government again. But their hopes were dashed again when the Romans took over. Those godless foreigners came with their armies and their heavy taxes. But do you remember what the angel told Jesus' mother when she was given the news of her pregnancy? Mary said, "How can this be?" Other translations put it this way. How will this happen? How shall this be done? How can this happen? Or how can this happen? Emphasis is not supplied in the Greek language. And the angel said, chapter 1, verse 37, for no word from God will ever fail. Here's a literal translation. How shall this be? Because not impossible will be every word with God. Nothing said by God can be impossible. Nothing said by God can be impossible. Friends, the Bible is God's word. Nothing said by God can be impossible. We're not just talking about prophecy and the words of the prophets. We're talking about the whole Bible, all the books. I wonder if you've ever read some of the promises of God's word and then said what Mary said to the angel. How can this be? How can these promises come true for me? How will this happen for me? How shall this be done for me? How can this happen? How can this happen for me? The angel told Mary what was to happen. The Bible didn't say that Mary understood the how of what was to happen to Mary. The Bible does say that Mary said yes. Mary said yes to God's plan. Mary said yes to God's promise, however the Lord would bring it about. But Mary did understand that the Lord would bring about his promises in Mary. Mary did understand that the Lord would bring about his promises through Mary. Do you understand that? Do you say yes to the Lord's promises to you? What promises, you ask? There are many. Let's take the statement of Jesus's, "My peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you." John chapter 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And Mary's question might come back to you. How can this be? How will this happen? How shall this be done? How can this happen? How can we experience peace in times like these? How can we experience peace in a world like this one? How can this happen? Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." This isn't a worldly peace that Jesus gives us. What would Jesus tell Pontius Pilate? "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus is giving peace to Jesus' followers, not to nations. And what's more, the apostle says that it is a peace that surpasses understanding. Surpasses understanding. But the peace is for you. The peace is given to you, you followers of Jesus. One of the prophecies from the prophet Isaiah is this: the Messiah will be called Prince of Peace. So I guess the question is, have you said yes to Jesus as your Prince of Peace? The angels announced to the shepherds a great news of a great joy that shall be for all the people. For today is born to you in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Christ. And then the angels sing the most wonderful song. At least I always picture the angels singing, even though the Bible doesn't particularly say they were singing. Their words are lyrical, at least, in the Greek language in which it is written. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Peace to you who are given a Savior. There will be peace between God and humanity, no matter how much sin is present. God will not require any penalty for our misdeeds if we will plead for mercy from the one who came to give us mercy. And there will be peace. Peace in heaven. Peace on earth. Mary said yes to the promise of a baby, the Messiah. Are you saying yes to the promise of peace in Jesus? Peace through Jesus? Peace that is meant for you now on earth, and a peace that is meant for you for all eternity? Our God wants you to have peace. Our God has promised you peace with a new covenant, a new agreement. It is for you. It is for you to receive. It is a gift made possible through this child born, Jesus, the Savior, our Messiah. Amen.